Welcome to episode 469 of the official Game Stitch podcast. I'm Ryan Walton, and as always, I'm joined by Dan Reamer.
And as always, we are joined by producer Gerald.
Good morning, everybody.
What up?
What up? Hi.
Hello.
What up? Hello.
Hola.
Ooh, I like it.
How you doing?
Doing well. It's thunderstorming here.
It's raining here.
It's a gloomy Sunday morning. Oh, January 9th.
Gerald, I appreciate you Googling thunderstorm for us, because we don't know what that is.
I will say, thunderstorms are very pretty, like the photos that just came up.
Well, the pictures, yeah, but they're never, like, the human eye doesn't ever see them like that, so. It's not as pretty when you're, like, looking out.
Yeah. I would also say that those are heavily photoshopped.
I would think so. Some of them probably aren't, but some of them
they take
are.
Those lines and clean them up a little bit and brighten them up, I think.
And all of them?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know if it would be on all of them.
We're looking at, he searched for thunderstorms, but what we're seeing here is lightning.
Yes.
Yeah. Pretty cool. Golly, look at the size of that hail.
That's large.
Yeah.
It's got spikes, too. That's a fucking weapon.
Yeah, that one looks like it came down to kill people. It's the ball that goes on the end of the chain. What's that called?
Mace.
Yeah, it's the ball part.
Yeah, I know my deadly weapons.
Yeah, I knew you would. I never doubted it for one second.
So, Gerald, producer, Gerald.
Yes.
Did you let me down this week?
Yes and no.
Did you watch Raging Fire?
I tried to, and the audio and subtitle was off, like 10 seconds.
Every 10 seconds?
No, it was literally 10. Like, I would see the subtitle, and then something, and 10 seconds later, whatever they were saying, it would happen.
You're letting me down, bro.
So I got about 20 minutes in, I just couldn't handle it no more.
Have you watched Paper Tigers yet?
No, I did not. Me and my wife binge-watched Wheel of Time, so we've been watching that all week.
Wheel of Time was not great.
But it wasn't bad either.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't great. It was meh.
I watched Cobra Kai, Dan. You don't have to be disappointed in me.
Oh, what's sorry. That?
I said I watched Cobra Kai. You don't have to be disappointed in me.
Yeah. Did you watch season 4?
Yeah.
I'm not disappointed in you.
It was my least favorite season.
I could see that.
I feel like they're really trying hard to make sure there's drama in every episode.
Right. This year the drama did feel kind of forced.
Mm-hmm.
But
still cheesy in all the right ways.
It's still cheesy in all the right ways. It still just fuels that nostalgia.
Go ahead.
And I also think this is probably the best action choreography it had of all seasons.
Yeah, I think they're figuring that part out for sure. I also watched The Witcher.
Ooh.
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah, I didn't love that this season as much as the last season either.
Me either.
I think it's like too much time between it.
Well, the thing is, I think part of what I enjoyed about the first season of The Witcher was the constant time jumps. I mean, and when I was watching it, I hated it. I was like, I don't know what the fuck is going on. But it made you put things together. It made you think about it a little bit more. And so I think I kind of missed that aspect of the first season. I also think one of the things they wanted to do was give Henry Cavill more to say. He's got a lot more dialogue this season.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that he's a bad actor or doesn't pull it off, but I think – I don't know that we want – I think we wanted more action out of him than we did speaking. I understand what they were going for, and I understand that he's a good actor. But it was just kind of that – I think it lifted that air of mystery a little bit.
him speaking's a little Ben Affleck Batman too.
A little bit, yeah, but it's supposed to be.
And that I don't love that, but I spent half of the season going, I really didn't know what's going on, and the other half being like, I don't really care.
Mm-hmm. I do think I got drawn, and I think Netflix does this with all of their shows, and I think it's a problem. For some reason, every show that Netflix does, for some reason they feel has to be 10 episodes.
Yeah.
And what happens is they put 6 episodes worth of content in, which means they have to fill 4 episodes somehow. And I just think it draws it out and creates parts that you don't care about. I don't think, you know, Hawkeye, WandaVision, I think Disney does it great. Disney, Lucasfilm, because, you know, they've got 6 episodes.
Yeah, I just think the Witcher in part in this one felt like a means to continue the story instead of like what he does.
Right.
And the last one, it felt like he was a Witcher.
Right.
I don't know. It was fine. I mean, I didn't hate it, but
this was more like behind the scenes of how a Witcher is made.
Yeah.
You know,
I feel like COVID has affected all of these. Anything that's mass dropped like this the entire season, because there's just so much time between them. I felt the same way about like Cobra Kai. It's like a long time. It felt like, like I've been waiting for the Marvelous Mrs. Maisel forever.
Oh, the next season.
Yeah. Don't even know if I'll love that when it finally comes out. Cause it's been so long.
So long.
Yeah. The time. And that's a product of how well they did it before and how quickly things came out to, you know, obviously the situation the world is in now. It's just slowed things down. And I think that's part of it too. I'm just not interested in anything that I tried to watch.
That's not to say that I think the second season of The Witcher was bad. I don't.
No, I don't think anything I watched was bad. I just don't. At all. Didn't love anything either.
But that I think the time does some, I know it does with my wife, because my wife can never remember what shows she watched from day to day, what happened. So,
that's how I am. I mean, The Witcher, it's like I'd never even seen it before.
Right.
And I even watched that 6-minute recap.
Gerald, you'll be kind of proud of me. I didn't disappoint you like you disappointed me.
Wow.
Just so you know. Cause you know, I'm not a huge Scott Adkins fan. Mm-hmm. I think he's all right. But I finally watched Accident Man.
What'd you think?
I thought it was really fucking good. I really liked it. I really liked the action. I think the motivation behind why he turns is a little meh, but, once he makes that turn, it's fucking go time and it's pretty fucking sweet.
Yeah, like that movie. I can't wait till part 2 comes.
I know. Me either. Comes out next year or this year.
Yeah, I watched the another movie he just did last night called The One Shot.
That's on Amazon, right? Or is it on Netflix?
I got this on my suspect channel.
Dan, stop asking questions so you don't have to go to jail.
Yeah, but it was weird. It was good because they shot the whole movie just in one continuous scene.
One continuous shot?
Yeah. So there was no, like, cut scenes or anything going from one. It was basically the camera followed from one person to the next person to the next person.
Is that Ryan Phillippe?
Yep.
You fucking kidding me? And Ashley Green's in it again? She was in fucking Accident Man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's in like 2 or 3 of his movies.
Huh. Must be the only job she can get now.
Yeah, it was kind of like
damn, shots fired.
1917. It was that, like that was one shot, like the whole movie.
Hmm.
It wasn't great, but it wasn't bad.
It doesn't look great. I'll be honest. That's not what I want out of Scott Adkins. Like, I will take Hard Target 2 over fucking this one shot. Have you seen Hard Target 2?
Yeah.
Hard Target 2. Yeah, I'll take that over. I'm probably not going to watch One Shot. Just so you know.
Check it out. You might like it more than you thought.
I won't. I forgot Rona Mitra was in that. She gets killed on the train.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's like way too dirty on the cover.
Who is?
That's like the fake. That's like fake dirty on the front.
Well, he's running around in the jungle, man.
No, but look, that's a little want? Kid dirty.
No, he's a little dirty. I'll give you that.
He's too dirty. He can't be trusted. Gerald, what'd you play this week?
See, Animal Crossing, Star Wars Battlefront 2. I got the one trophy, knocked out the hero ship trophy. I
talked about you just got the week. One more?
So I got one more, have to level to 50, which I'm on level 36 now.
Hell yeah.
So I'm platinum that. Then I'll platinum that when that'll be done. The mobile game, Last Day on Earth. Still playing that. Played a lot of that. Because there's a lot of Christmas stuff. And that's actually about it. I did not do the Stadia this last week. Because I was concentrating on Battlefront 2.
Oh, Battlefront. Dan,
what did you play?
Oh, me? I played Rocket League.
They started a new season this year. Well, this year, yeah. They started a new season, didn't they?
I don't know when it started, but I suck at that game now. So
you suck at it or everybody else is awesome?
I don't know. Both.
Both?
We haven't played in like a year, though, so that's rough.
Yep.
But we played a couple nights. We actually got in a tournament, made it to the semifinals, only because our play style was chaos, which was hard to play against because we didn't remember what was even happening. So dumb luck brought us that far. And then we played, the other night we played Deep Rock Galactic.
Played what?
Deep Rock Galactic.
Deep Rock Galactic.
Yeah, it's a sort of hard to explain. It's a mining team shooter exploration game. And so I guess the levels are procedurally generated. You go with a task, let's say like retrieve like four of these eggs or retrieve so much of this material or mineral. And you'll go in together, and everybody has like a perk. Like as the driller, I can get through rock really quick, and as the engineer, you can put like platforms down to help you get to hard to reach areas, or just depends on like what class you are as to how you help. And so it's very much like a team thing. It's up to four players. We've been playing with three. It's a neat little game. I don't think it would be any fun by yourself. But it's been really fun with other people, and it's quick too. Like you may go and a mission may take 10, 15 minutes. And so I like that. So you got a grapple there that everybody can use once he puts it down. But yeah, it's neat. It's cute. The art style is cool. The bugs are terrifying because they look like spiders that I've been encountering so far. But it's a real like, it's almost hard to explain because it's got a lot of, you could tell they took a lot from a lot of different games.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can mine, but you have capacity you can carry. But that little robot that you keep seeing behind you, that's where you deposit everything. So you just have to call that in and deposit it. So you're not really constrained for any amount of time. The idea is you don't get separated, though, because you're better together as swarms of bugs and stuff will roll in while you're trying to mine. But it's neat. But we played that, me, friend of the show, Marshall 205, and friend of the show, Patman. It's free on PlayStation Plus this month.
Interesting.
So it's worth checking out. If you've got a group of people to play with, I'd probably stay away from it if I was playing by myself. It's a game that for sure Gerald would love, because it's about going and mining and upgrading your weapons and everything and upgrading your skills. You can just grind away. The shooting's not bad. I know it looks like a lot of shooting in what they've shown here, but that's a very little part of what we've done. It's mostly like exploring the cave system that you're in. And the shooting is just a product of you progressing through your challenge.
Ooh, eggs.
Yeah. There's like missions and secondary missions, and on every level you play, ideally, obviously, you get better rewards depending on what you do. But yeah, it's pretty neat. Deep Rock Galactic. Again, it's free on PlayStation Plus.
Galactic. Yep. This looks like a hard pass for me.
Danger, Darkness, Dwarves.
Because you're obviously a space dwarf.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine. It's a little racist.
Hey, I like whatever they like. I'm good with it.
I mean, how come elves can't mind?
Because elves aren't real, obviously.
These are dwarves.
These are. But it's fun. I would recommend it. Like I said, if you have somebody to play with, that's stay away from it if you're solo. And I have a little vacation time this week, so I'm trying to venture out and pick up Jurassic World Evolution 2 to play while I'm off.
I've actually thought about getting that. It was on sale.
It is on sale. I haven't started it yet, obviously, because I don't have it. But friend of the show, Marshall 205, said it's even better than the last, like way better.
Really?
Yeah, so it's got me excited about it. I love the last one, so if it's better. There's other stuff I have to play, but I'm like jonesing to play that because he keeps talking about it. It's pissing me off because I want to play it.
Just go get it. Play it. It'll be fine.
Yeah. Still regular price. No, it's on sale, even physical, isn't it?
I know. I've seen it on sale in the store.
No, it's not. Yeah, PS5 is still the same. It's on sale right now on the PlayStation Store, though. It is on sale.
Yeah, I think it is on Microsoft Store, too.
I didn't want it digital, though. I wanted the hard copy to put next to the other one, but I don't know if I want it $10 more bad.
Well, if you've been jonesing to play it, then you obviously do want it $10 more bad.
Well, I mean, I could buy the digital is what I'm saying.
Ah, got it.
Yeah, because they could...
So in this case, it's more about playing it than having it.
Well, I don't know. I'm torn. That's why I haven't done it yet. I keep going to stores looking for it. Nobody has it in. And I'm kind of that thing that you do where I could just order it online. But I'm telling myself, well, if I find it somewhere, I'll get it. If not, I'm fine.
Yeah, I do that.
But I really want to play it. So, I don't know. We'll see.
I do that a lot.
You do that a lot.
With everything. Not just video games.
You're like, if I happen upon it.
It's like I want to, and neither of you might even know what this is, but I want to get the Wong Kar Wai collection, which is a movie. It's a movie set. It's on Amazon for like $100, which is good because when it originally came out, it was $200. But I don't want to buy it online, so I go around and I see, you know, I might see it in Best Buy or something. I won't, but...
But you might.
But I might.
Sometimes do you do that so that you don't find the thing?
Maybe. The problem is if I find it, I have to buy it.
Right.
At this point, right?
Because but you know the odds are low that you find it.
Yeah. But that's the pact I've made with myself. Is that if I find it, I'll buy it. But, yeah, but probably. I would imagine so. It keeps me from spending that money.
It's like when I needed to sell something I don't want to sell, you just price it too high so nobody will buy it.
Right.
Same idea there. And that you're like, if I find it, I'll buy it. But you know you're not going to find it. On a lot of things. Some things you will. But that's how I've been with Jurassic World. I'm like, if I walk in a store and it's on the shelf for PS5, I'm going to get it.
It's not a one? Yeah. Yeah, no, I completely get that. Because I do that all the time. It's a story of my life.
Yeah.
Especially now, when with a kid, where apparently he's supposed to be more important or something. I don't know.
You're like, I really think he wants this collection.
Wow.
So, did you play anything this week?
I did, not a whole lot. I played more Biomutant. And I downloaded a bunch of stuff to start playing again. I got pissed off because the Legendary Edition Mass Effect went on Game Pass, so I re-downloaded that because I bought it. So I'm like, well, now I gotta fucking play it, because if all these people were getting it for free and playing it, I gotta play it because I paid for it.
Right.
So, and I also re-downloaded onto my Xbox. I was playing it on my computer, Life is Strange True Colors. So I'm going to get back, now that I got this new monitor, I'm going to get back onto it on the, but I guess I could play it on the computer actually, but for some reason I re-downloaded. I was on the Xbox and I re-downloaded it. I was just doing that. And then I, you know, I guess I raced around a little bit in Horizon, Forza Horizon, but that's about it. Not a whole lot this week.
You liking that new monitor?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm enjoying the new monitor. You piece of shit.
What? That seems hardcore.
Well, maybe you should give the backstory on why you asked that question.
Because I'm a caring friend.
Okay. So not because I got called out earlier for before we started the podcast by producer Gerald for... Apparently, I said I like this monitor too much.
That was a Gerald thing. It wasn't a me thing.
You just agreed to him. You're like, yeah, you did say it a lot.
But I didn't have a problem with it. So
now you decided you had to make me say it again.
I didn't have a problem with it either.
Gerald had a problem with it.
You definitely had an issue with it.
I just wanted to tease you.
I also want to let everyone know that producer Gerald let me down by not watching Raging Fire like we've talked about for the last 2 weeks.
That's true. He didn't watch it.
I tried to.
Oh, no. Like there is no try. There is only do.
Yes, there is a try.
There is no try. There is only do.
Jurassic World Evolution 2 is on sale on Amazon.
For how much?
$49.94 for PS5.
Hmm. There you go.
Yeah. Prime. So, yeah, something to think about for sure. I do want to play it.
I did get some more Legos this week.
We'll be here till Friday. Hell yeah, Legos.
I put together Ahsoka Tano and Darth Maul in the throne room fight. I got that and put it together. I got the, actually my dealership, Kubota, has put out, they're not real Legos, but they have put out a tractor that is Kubota version of Legos. So I got that. I haven't put it together yet, but I bought one.
It looks cool. I do wish it was Lego, but it does look cool.
Mm-hmm.
If you were a psychopath, you could take all the pieces and cross-reference and order the Lego version.
Right. That'd be a lot of work. Put together the non-Lego version.
That's what I would do.
And it does say it works with all the other ones, too. So, it's not Lego.
What brand is it?
It doesn't even have... I couldn't even find a brand on it. Just branded Kubota. So, I couldn't even find a brand on it. Right now, I'm in the middle of putting together the smaller Slave One Boba Fett ship. So,
Joe, do you want to give us a Lego update?
I'm looking.
Oh, you're shit. Looking? Did you get that little UTV? That little side by side?
No, that's not a real one. That's someone made.
I like that shit.
I want a real one.
It's hard to tell which ones of those are the ones that you're talking about and which one of those people just made.
Yeah, exactly. Basically, what you're looking for is the one that... Okay, that one all the way over to the right. Lego Kubota. Articulated tractor, I believe. Nope, that's not it.
I think that's an orange tractor that Lego put out. That looks like it.
That does look like it. That is it. Schmidt and Sons. No, that's who's... That is it. I'm looking at it right here. That is it.
Schmidt & Sons, a seller, I believe. It's Kubota M5-111 block set is what it's listed as.
Mm-hmm. I did not pay that for it.
That's high.
Yeah, considering it's 365 pieces or something.
Yeah. Looks like Playmobil, the figures. It's pretty cool, though, because it obviously means something to you.
Right. And I don't have to go through and do all the research and try to make my own. And
right.
Because as much as I like Lego, I'm not into that. I tried it and I still have a half unfinished fucking thing that I've tried it in the middle of. So
I did one custom thing for Minecraft that I wanted to do. It came out fine. It was a lot of it was expensive, and I felt like I waited forever for them to send me.
For the it takes them a long time to send parts, yeah.
Gerald, you got any new Lego for you this week?
No, I did not get anything this week.
Well, no, he got fucking 95 sets for Christmas.
He got all the sets. He just sent us that casual. Here's what I got. It's like, well, fucking everything.
I'm still trying to. By the way, that Lego idea Kubota tractor was horrible. That's not going to go through.
No idea.
All right, Gerald, let's go to ideas. Let's see what's new on the Lego front.
Ooh.
Since you let us down and didn't play anything.
Lego Cast.
Hell yeah.
Or watch Raging Fire.
Block by block with Dan, Gerald, and Ryan.
Block by block.
Brick by brick would get us sued.
Brick by brick would get us sued.
Sonic the Hedgehog got pushed through, so did Home Alone.
Home Alone.
What about Around the Block?
Home Alone, that's not bad. Home Alone is out. That typewriter is also out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I need to get the Home Alone one. I have signed.
Home Alone one's fucking sweet.
Yeah, it's like $500 though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's sweet though. Sam's Cottage looks good as shit too.
I do like Sam's Cottage. Yeah.
Those Jordans will never get made for licensing.
Yeah, not for me. I'm not a Nike guy anyway.
I would get it.
They would sell a ton of them, but I don't think they'll ever get.
That's the original.
They'll never get done because of licensing. Oh, that blimp is spectacular.
Steampunk airship, huh?
Yeah. That thing's cool as hell. I wouldn't buy it, but it's cool. Those are neat, too.
I do like the art that you can do with the Legos.
Those are like three-dimensional, though.
Polar Express. Fuck no.
Library is cool. It's like a book on the side.
Yeah, do you have to build that book, though?
Yeah.
Or is that just one giant Lego thing?
Yeah, because that's actually another set. They just changed up a little bit.
The Legend of the Sea Serpent.
They're all pretty cool, but...
Yeah, there's not a shitty one yet. Oh, that observation tower is kind of plain.
It's a little lame.
The opera's cool.
Yeah. Oh, I like that Lantern in the Wind.
That's a nice, like, desk piece.
Yeah. I like that one.
Oh, look at that Polaroid.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah.
It's taking me back, too.
Yeah, that is cool.
Watchtower's kind of meh. That's the tram.
Yeah, I like the tram. BMW, I don't care about.
Did you see the set? I want to get the set. It's the two Corvettes. It's got the C8 and the 69.
Mm-mm.
Have you seen that set?
Nope. Oh, there you go, Dan.
Oh, that's all for me.
Let's click on it, Jared. Let's get a bigger picture. That way Dan can see, have something to use later on today.
Shut the fuck up. Does it have, who are the minifigs? Hold on.
Oh, look at the cars, the little cars up front.
Yeah, I know.
The second picture shows the old ones.
What do we got? Okay, we got Hawk. Is it McGill?
I can't see. Gerald's got as tiny as possible.
Samantha. There we go.
There you go. I mean, for sure, Hawk, Miguel, Samantha.
I don't know who that is.
Maybe Robbie.
Maybe. Then you got Miyagi and Kreese. Where's Tori?
No Tori.
Hmm. I feel like
who's the two
that.
To the far right?
Oh, that's Miyagi and Kreese, isn't it?
Oh yeah, probably. And then you got Daniel and
Shit.
Yeah.
Why can't I think of his name now?
For some reason I can't. LaRusso and what's his face? What's his name?
I don't know. For some, I got him as Johnny. Johnny, yeah. For some reason I got his real name.
Yeah, Johnny Lawrence.
Which is William. I mean, his name's not William. He's really William. Oh, so those, yeah, I don't know. They don't have any of the Cobra Kai students there, really. Kind of, I guess.
Hawk is in Cobra Kai gear.
Because he was originally Cobra Kai.
Yeah. That's also, like, out of scale really bad.
It is?
Like, the backyard is ridiculously tiny. Was this the old one, or is this the new one? What is this?
What do you mean?
It's supposed to be the new one, right? It's got the new characters?
It's got the new characters in it, but...
Oh, it's both. See, it's yellow in the first one, and it's blue in the second one.
Oh, so you get different... Oh, wait a minute. Is that... Oh, so you know what? The first one... Okay, so Miyagi... That's actually... I think that's Daniel. That's Miyagi and Daniel for the old one.
Yeah. Yeah, because he's got the sponge.
Yeah.
Wax on, wax off. Scroll up. What do they call this? What are they calling this?
And there we go.
84 through 2018. Legacy. So I guess you either get... I'm betting you don't get both sets. You probably get the different color blocks.
Yeah, depending on...
Which one you want to build. It's cool. How far away is it? From being funded.
It's only 559.
How many does it take?
10,000.
Oh shit! It won't happen.
No.
So here's the list of the people.
That's too bad. There it is. Old Daniel, old Johnny, Samantha, Miguel, Robbie, Eli. So that's the Cobra, and then minifigures and our young Daniel and Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess that one in white is Robbie, huh?
Yeah. A modular arcade. That Cliffside Temple's cool. That modular arcade looks like it was made out of the Ghostbusters firehouse.
For sure it does. Which I don't hate.
I'm not a fan of that.
Oh, what is this? Travel suitcase.
Huh.
Mythbusters is cool. Gerald, did you get the Nintendo block that pops out, the whatever that one's called, the question mark?
No, I did not. I thought about it.
I really want
that. It's on my maybe list.
Yeah, I really want it. It's high as hell.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to talk my wife into getting me Old Trafford. That's going nowhere fast, by the way.
PS5. Is it not?
No.
Oh, that toaster's fucking legit.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah, these are all pretty good.
I like looking at the idea stuff, especially. It's just neat what people come up with.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nature will find a way.
Chitty chitty bang bang.
Everybody loves Raymond.
Huh.
Everybody loves Raymond set. I don't think that'll take off the way Friends did.
No, probably not.
Yeah, because a lot of people don't like Raymond, like, personally.
I do. Queen on stage. Huh, these are fun. Everybody's probably had Dr. Seuss. No way that gets made.
Nope.
Licensing.
Pool balls. Right. Yeah, so that was good.
It was a nice little run through time.
It was.
That Home Alone set is cool, but it's massively expensive.
Like $400 or something?
Yeah, $400 or $500 for what it is.
Yeah. I want Gerald to get the Titanic so we can put it together. Also, I punched the mic. You're welcome.
How much? Yeah, $419.
$249.
On Lego?
Mm-hmm.
If it's out of stock.
Temporarily, which means it's not gone forever, potentially, right?
Right.
Right.
Out of stock means you're fucked.
Yeah, it means you're never getting it.
A Lego store in Nashville has those sets, though, or had.
Yeah, no, the Lego store in near me has it, too.
Yeah.
I was just in there last week. And...
scoop it up.
Yeah. Well, if I was by myself, I might have, but...
scoop it up, come home, spend 2 days putting it together. I mean, so don't do a damn other thing.
Just realize he's got the iron.
Iron on his face?
One scene he doesn't, and I guess you can turn his head around, and he'll have the iron.
That's cool as hell. He's got the iron in his hand. Or it's hitting him. That's adorable. That set's adorable.
It's going to be crazy expensive in the future. That's be a one to really get invested in to get.
Yeah, but I would want to put it together, though.
Yeah, but that'd be one to buy and not open.
Yeah.
There's still worth some a little bit more when they're open and put together, but it's better to keep them closed.
Yeah, you can still
sell it for more.
I like the fun of putting it together.
Mm-hmm. I'd put this one together, too.
Yeah. I don't love Lego for their collectability or their investment piece. I love them because I actually love like seeing how that goes together.
And how cool it looks on my shelf.
Yes.
The different tricks that they use to make something open or close or hide. And
yeah. Yeah, when I'm building something, I'm always like, well, this seems stupid. And then 20 seconds later, I'm like, they're geniuses.
Yeah, like in my head, I would have never thought that Lego could make a shoe out of Lego.
Uh-huh. Not just a shoe, but like a recognizable, like I know what that is.
Right. You can look at it and be like, oh, that's an Adidas.
Yeah.
Tennis shoe. Look at that.
Did you get the mini one? You should get the mini one too, to go with it.
I should get all the Lego, but that's besides the point.
No, I didn't know they had Adidas. A mini one.
Yeah.
Let's pull it up. Let's show us.
I didn't know they made one.
Yeah, let's spend some of Dan's money.
Might have to buy that shit today.
You're like, hold up, everybody stop. Let's see it.
Stop. Podcast yeah. Over.
Stop. Hold on. Let's look at it. Let's look at it.
Oh, what are we seeing here? Oh, they have clothes.
Oh, my God. They have clothes. Hey, that red classic over there is doing it for me. That shirt, it's ridiculous.
Lego Sport Junior shoes. I'm not seeing anything for.
And they don't have it on the website.
Maybe it's bullshit.
Limited edition?
Oh, is that $25 one?
Yep.
I like the price. Oh, it's fun.
Oh, yeah, that is.
So here's what I would do with that, though. You put together the other one, I would just put that one in the background in the box. If it's me. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you wouldn't put it together?
I don't think so. Because your other one will make that one look shitty, but I think it's cool next to it in the box. You're grown, though. Do whatever you want.
I will.
Was it free? That thing said free.
Yeah, it's the original. Mm-hmm. When this first came out,
spend so much money and get it for free.
Yeah,
that was the freebie.
Hit that girl over there, second row, so I can see some scale.
What do you say?
The girl that put it together, or she's holding it down, up. It's literally the only person on the whole thing.
That's a dude. I was like looking for.
That's a girl on my screen. Yeah, I like it.
Go back to that picture. That picture right there where they're next to each other. The two shoes.
That is clearly a dude.
Shit. Hit the wrong button.
All their opposites. Inverse. I would leave that little one in the box, I think, just for display purposes. Do you have your other one sitting on the box?
No, because it doesn't look right where I have it.
Okay. Because that's where I like it.
What's that?
I like the whenever they show, whenever people are putting it on their shelves and stuff, like on the box.
That's what I wanted to do, but it doesn't look right, right, yeah, where see, I have it.
That's second row, second picture.
Row, second from the left.
Yeah. That's what I like. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah. See, I would like to. I still have the box, and that's my plan, but it doesn't look right where it is right now. So I'm going to be doing some rearranging here eventually, and actually found this site that makes mounts where you can put certain stuff on the wall. So I'm thinking about doing that with like the Razor Crest.
Yeah.
But I also want to find like a minifig case, but those are outrageously expensive.
$35 for the little one's not too bad. Yeah, I have those minifig cases, the ones that look like the blocks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have like five or six of those things. So they're stupid expensive. But I like the minifigures more than the sets most of the time. Like those right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a 3-pack of large for $90.
This is really not
30
bad.
Bucks a piece.
That's not bad.
How many do they hold in there? Does it say? 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
16.
So
16?
Yep.
That's not bad. That's a 3-pack.
That's not bad.
I mean, do you feel like
lamp?
You feel like you currently have 48 of them to store?
No, but I'm not far off.
Yeah. That question mark block is cool. How much is that thing though, Joe? It was like $300-$400 too. $299.
It just said $60, didn't it?
No, that's that was the case.
Acrylic case that goes over.
Oh. Out of stock.
$170.
Oh, that's cheaper than I thought too, but out of stock is not good.
Right.
Out of stock is not good because it's not coming back.
I think
too. I'm so pissed off about the biggest thing I'm pissed off about with Lego is that I can't get the ghost from Star Wars Rebels now.
Is it outrageous?
It's out of stock. It's been out of stock forever.
eBay that thing.
Yeah, it's like $800.
Oh, is it? Let me see.
$773.
Yeah. Woo.
$1,700 Mercari here.
Yeah.
The 75053, is that the set? Can you see?
Yep.
Yeah, 530, 426. Here is the Ghost and Phantom complete sets right now for 285, but it's got bids.
Yeah, people are going to bid the shit out of that. Mm-hmm.
540. 320, buy it now. 99% complete. It's missing something.
Fuck that.
Yeah, for that much money, I need her all to be good. It looks like on eBay, one sold for $399. The 2-in-1 pack, 66512. The Ghost Phantom 2-in-1 pack, sealed, sold for $1,099 yesterday.
Yeah.
2 days ago.
Yeah, so. And the thing is, I remember when it first came out, I saw it in the store and I wanted to get it and I didn't.
Yeah.
Now,
$400. I mean, it looks like on a good day, $400 is what you could get away with on a good day.
Yeah.
Yeah, that thing sold for $1,000.
Oh yeah, that's my biggest Lego regret.
I have so many sets I haven't put together that I don't feel like I'm allowed to feel any sort of way.
I'm in the middle of Boba Fett. I still have one from Solo to put together. How much does this one go for? Let me see.
Oh, Dan's gonna let it go.
75215.
Not much. Still for sale. $45.
I don't feel like I would have anything that's hard to find.
It's going up in price then, because I got it for $20.
They all go up. Mm-hmm. I got the bonsai tree, but I haven't put it together yet. But
see, that's the thing. It's out of stock on Lego, though.
Yeah, I'm excited to put this one together, the bonsai.
Yeah, that is cool.
Yeah, I want those flowers, too. But I like the bonsai. I want to put it on a desk.
Do you have the bonsai?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know you had it.
Mm-hmm. I haven't put it together yet, but I have
it. What's it run? $80?
Yeah, I think so. It wasn't too terrible.
Wow, that's not bad for a guess.
Yeah, it's something like that. I mean, that's probably pretty close. 60, 50, I think maybe $49.99. Yeah. $50.
Oh, it's only $50.
Yeah.
How many pieces?
820.
878. Wow. That's a lot of pieces for that price.
Because it's all minis.
It's the tree, yeah, the top.
Oh, yep, yep.
Because okay. You can eat the pink ones too.
Cherry blossoms. I'm a traditional low bonsai though. The pink does look good, but yeah, and then they have the flowers. I want to get the flowers as well.
Which ones are the flowers?
The second ones there, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I still want to get that Everyone is Awesome one too.
Oh yeah, the minifigs?
Yeah.
I have that. I haven't put together either. Yeah, those flowers are cool. Drop them in a vase.
Yeah, I could blow so much fucking money on Legos.
You'd just be Gerald then.
Good investment.
They are a good investment, but I put them all together, so they're not.
I put them together, so it's not. Yeah.
No, it is, because they still sell for a good amount, even if you put them together. As long as you keep all the pieces.
They do. And yeah. I keep all the pieces, all the bags, everything, because I'm a psychopath.
I have most of the boxes.
Definitely keep the boxes. That'll help.
Yeah. I didn't even throw away the bags, though. I keep everything. If it came in there, it still has it. It's just open.
Yeah, Legos are, yeah.
There's a few sets that, like, once I put them together like that, everybody is awesome. Like, I want to keep that.
You don't want to put it together?
No, I do. I want to put it together, and I want to keep it, though. But most of those sets.
Go ahead.
Once I put them together, I don't actually care to have it anymore. Like, some of them I want on my shelf, but a lot of them I put it together. I'm like, okay, well, that was cool. And now I'm like, good.
You're going to get this other Volkswagen van?
I don't know. It's not as nice as the other one I did.
It's not. You're right.
But I have the Beetle that would match that very well. Because the Beetle's almost the same exact blue.
Yeah, it's definitely the beach van, the camper van.
And so I feel like if both of those together would look very good. So maybe.
Hey, look up the, since you guys haven't seen it, look up the Corvette set.
I guarantee you Gerald's seen it. I just haven't.
Have you seen it, Gerald?
Mm-hmm. My brother collects Speed Champions.
Oh. See, it's like $30 for that 2-pack.
Yeah. They don't do anything with the Speed Champions. It's cool, though.
I just thought it was really cool.
It looks neat.
I would still like to get Dom's Charger.
Yeah. There's not a lot of Lego that I wouldn't enjoy putting together, even if I'm not into the thing.
Right. I hear you.
That's what I should do.
I really do want.
What I should do is commission Ryan to put my Legos together when I open them up. Hey, here's a box. Put it together. Just give it back to me when you're done putting it together.
I would 1,000% do that whenever you're ready. Let me know. I just want the joy of putting them together, and you can have the thing. What's the Old Trafford?
Old Trafford is Manchester United Stadium.
Oh. Is it not available anymore?
It's outrageously expensive.
Oh, it's cool.
Yeah, it was $300.
It's cool, though.
Oh, you have a light kit for it, too.
Oh, my God, that light kit's got me about half a wreck.
Yeah, I want to get those light kits for some of the sets.
Yeah, I keep seeing on TikTok a company that does the light kits for them.
Yeah.
They were showing off their Yoda one. where they do the lightsaber. It's fucking insane.
Ooh.
Gerald, if you get that, I will come over and put that together with you. You know, that's saying a lot for me.
Yeah, that's...
That's not the real Titanic. It's still put together.
It's made in sections, sir. So I think you can fuck it up.
Oh, can you make it broken?
I think so. Can't make it sinking, though.
If you put it in water, you could.
Be fucked up. They make a light kit for the Titanic that's awesome.
Yeah, where is it put together, like, not working? Like,
I saw a video on YouTube where they...
Not the way that we know the
Titanic. Yeah, see, there you go. See?
Yeah. I just need a case to make it look like it...
Yeah, drop it in some resin. $6,000 worth of resin.
Now, do you know the story behind this?
No.
The Titanic. So they did a fake set over in China, and they were selling it on like Wish and other websites like that for like a couple of years. Well, Lego decided to go ahead and make a real version of it
because it was selling so well.
Yeah, a fake version of the set.
Some of those fake Legos are pretty good. Like some of the fake Lego sets are pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Have you bought any of those, Gerald?
Yeah, I've got a few of the fake ones. I have the camper, the Ryan's first camper. I have the fake version of that, which I want to put it together and give it to Ryan so he can look at.
Oh, yeah, you should, so we can compare them.
Because it was only $30.
Have you ever put any together?
No, I did not. I did not.
Gerald doesn't put any together.
I'm curious how they go together.
Of anything together, which is why
I do have a small... I have a small little set of fake one I did put together. It was one little brick heads, like a fake brick head.
Yeah.
It did pretty good. They seem to... They're kind of like, if you can break them apart easier than you could regular Lego.
To me, the most immediate tell, and Gerald, you can correct me if I'm wrong, the minifigs are immediate when you hold one.
Oh, yeah, you can tell.
The weight's not right.
I'm sure the weight's different, right?
And the way they move isn't right. Like a minifig, to me, like a fake is... I'm sure there's good fakes, but I've never felt a good fake. What's that Lego Creator Aquarium? I'm into that, too.
3-in-1 aquarium?
Yeah.
I saw it off first. It looked pretty cool, but then when I actually looked at it.
It's very kiddy.
Yeah.
It's very child.
I wanted something nice I could put on a desk. That'd be good in like an elementary classroom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to get the Colosseum too.
Yeah, it's cool. I wish I had done all the architecture ones. Like, I wish I had a space for them and had done all of those.
I made a mistake when that bookstore in the mall closed down. They had all those Lego architectures for like 75% off.
Yeah, I think most people don't care about that. Hit that light kit for the Titanic right up top there.
Oh, you like that?
I like the light kit for everything. Yeah, look how good that looks. It lights up the stacks.
Yeah. It does look good.
I don't care about
the blue. They have one for the Razor Crest?
Oh, they for sure do.
I want to see what it looks like.
Well, Joe, let's spend some more Dan's money.
Oh, fuck yeah.
$29.99. See, that is so much more badass with lights.
It is.
Oh my god.
It's only $30, huh? The problem is, do you need to incorporate the... Can you like add the lights after it's been put together?
Yes.
Oh my god. The lights make everything better.
It looks so much better. Yeah, it does. It really does.
Oh, they have like it for that one. I have that.
Oh, you have the A-Wing?
Yeah. Oh, I got R2-D2.
Yeah.
Got that one too.
That's real. I don't know. That's really basic for what you're paying for it.
It's been my least favorite of the lights so far.
I guess because of the size of it.
Yeah, I think those are the ones I keep seeing on TikTok or those people right there.
What are they? Lightling?
Light my bricks.
Light my bricks.
See, I wanted this. I'm pissed off that I didn't get this.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
Because when I went to order the Lego set for Christmas, my wife was like, don't get it because I might get you some for Christmas. So I'm like, well, I want to get this. So make sure you get it. But nope. She didn't give me the Lego set because I missed out on the lightsaber.
Yeah.
And it's like $100. Cheap as I can find it. I've got Yoda right behind me.
Oh, that's, I don't like that one.
So it doesn't look good there. That's the one I saw in the video. It looks super cool in the video because those little lights that go around him, you can adjust them to whatever color. They have them blue there, which is making it look funny. Because the saber itself lights up, but those little base lights, you can adjust to any color you want. They're just RGB. You can change the saber color too.
Gotcha.
But when everything was green and it looked like he was glowing from the saber, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, there's some cool ones there.
Yeah, they are. They're neat.
Light my bricks. What's that one called? Light-a-ling?
Yeah, this one's Light-a-ling.
Light-a-ling.
Pretty cool.
I think we just turned this into a Lego podcast today.
That's fine.
We did. Around the block.
Right, look at Infinity Gauntlet.
What am I looking at here? Oh,
that's cool.
That is cool.
That set's like made to light up.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that Carnage over there? That looked cool.
Looks like just like a flashlight in the mouth, maybe.
It looks cool.
Mm-hmm. You look cool in a dark room, yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. That Coliseum is freaking cool. Home Alone house real quick, and then we got to stop. Oh, they got a kit for the Volkswagen. Hold on, one more. Hold on. That's great. Look
Home
at
Alone
that.
Home Alone is awesome.
It's $209 because it's a ton of lights. Look at the camper.
Now, there you go. There's the Volkswagen.
Oh, yeah. It lights up the inside and the headlights. $35. Probably go ahead and order it.
Let my bricks.
Tail lights, yeah. I'll probably go ahead and get that.
Yeah, that's cool. The light kits are cool.
They are. All right. We should probably stop talking about that. Everybody hates us.
Yeah. This our last show ever, apparently.
You're able to spend some extra money.
Yeah. Hey, Dan, how's your monitor? Any good?
Do you like the new monitor?
Yeah,
it sucks. Okay. No, it sucks. It's horrible. Waste money.
Should have bought light up bricks with it instead.
I should have. You're right. Should have bought that. Should have bought that stadium.
Old Trafford. You should buy the Razor Crest, the light set, though.
I definitely should.
Yeah.
I definitely might as soon as I get off this podcast.
Closing thoughts. Anybody? Anybody got anything?
Legos are cool.
Lego are cool.
My new monitor is awesome. I really like this new monitor.
Hey, his monitor is pretty good, everybody. Do you have anything?
You guys are assholes. I forgot that one.
If you want to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. If you don't want to support us, that's absolutely fine. Check us out on social media at @game_stitch, @shirtlessdan, @hoffinshow, @podcastryan. And Gerald's side hustle, Realest Guys in the Room, YouTube.
Yep, yep.
Yep, check us out.
Yep. That's about it, right?
Yeah.
You think anything else?
Nope.
All right. Well, that'll do it for us. Episode 469. What'd you call it? Brick by brick? What'd you call it?
Around the block.
Around the block. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Good night.
Good night.